Un jour d'été, je roulais en voiture dans les environs de Genève. Quand jetant un coup d'œil vers un terrain vague, je fus saisi par une prodigieuse harmonie de couleurs et de formes. Pendant une année et demie, j'ai alors filmé ce lieu, un rectangle d'un hectare à peine, bordé de routes et de champs, survolé par les avions. Ce fut la découverte d'un trésor inépuisable.
Allons-y. Out of their West Indian island comes a tale of terror and voodoo, of witchcraft and zombies, and all the weird black magic that the white man seldom sees. It is a tale of brother against brother and their love for a woman who lived with the dead. And it is also the tale of a young nurse who never believed such things could happen.
Tell me that the voodoo priest could cure Mrs. Holland?
Better doctors.
Dambala, this woman is ill.
This is the ceremony of voodoo death, a ceremony that seeks the life of the woman who lives forever, who walks with the dead.
Loisa ou languille et moitaille, assembly.
Things are beginning to break up. I don't know why. It all began well. Then people started forgetting what really matters. The most important thing for all of us is getting rescued. So now let's discuss who does what. And when we have decided, we can start again. And be careful about things like the fire.
All right. So the fire went out. But we're hunters. We got you meat. And if there is a beast, it's my hunters who will protect you from it.
What's your name?
What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
What's your name?
Percival Williams Madison, the Vicarage, Harcourt, St. Anthony. Telephone. Telephone.
There's a beast. Comes out of the sea.
Thank you. Salam na Africa Desta. Peace, love and joy. Greetings once again from the Rastafari brethren. Domicile on this former slave plantation island, Jamaica. Jamaica is an island in the Caribbean. They say Caribbean, but if I remember clearly, it was carried us beyond our borders. Not by free will, but by force. Force, like in 1565, when John Hawkins was given a royal charter from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth I of England, and her personal ship, the SS Jesus of Lubeck, to transport slaves from Africa to the West Indies. As the history states, his methods were crude, though effective. He just landed on the Guinea coast, seized 300 Negroes, and prepared for the Caribbean with his human cargo. They call us human cargo, but I say that's infradig. Rastafari brethren conception through the love and the study of the Bible, the history of man on the earth, and since there's no limitation on man's faculties, we derive the conception based on the divinity, on the character of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of Judah. The conception of redemption, which is repatriation to our mother home, Africa. In Revelation 5, when John could find no one worthy to open the book, not to loose the seven seals thereof, he heard a voice said, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root and the offspring of David, have prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." We, the Rastafari brethren, interpret the seven seals as our two eyes, our two nostrils, our two ears, and our mouth. These are our seven burning candlesticks, which cause every man to make any conception. At the coronation of His Imperial Majesty in 1930, as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Mighty Conquering Lamb, the Child of Judah, it gave light to the Rastafari movement, because we had seen a hope in our heritage. As it was written, the Holy Writ, Psalms 37, by the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the midst of the willows thereof, for they that carried us away captives required from us a song, and they that wasted of us required from us mirth, saying, sing us were the sons of Zion. Yes, here we are carried away as captives, thousands of miles for thousands of years. As one would say, we are not from Africa, but they should remember that man's immortality is within man's project. And it was against the will of my forefather, as it is now against the will of I. And all Rastafari brethren. It is also written, when the seven seals were opened, John saw a bright angel proclaiming with a loud voice. And he said, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof? Again said, as in Acts of the Apostle, according to the lines, according to the flesh, God shall rise up Christ to sit upon David's throne. But it is also written in Revelation 17 that all nations were beasts, and they had one mind. And they would wage war upon the Lamb, but the Lamb would overcome them, for he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And they that are with him are called faithful and chosen. 1935, Mussolini and his fascist army invaded Ethiopia. They even made breaches of the war law by unleashing poison gas. Defenseless people of Ethiopia, take away their kingdom. His Imperial Majesty went to the League of Nations, the predecessor of the now United Nations. And when he asked, what must I go back and tell my defenseless people? The conference went up in a chair. Mussolini himself got up and said, would want to see the day that Britain would want to go into war and spill blood for a barbarous nation as Ethiopia, unworthy of ranking among civilized people. That is also infradict. Because His Imperial Majesty replied, was that you have struck the match in Ethiopia, but it shall burn Europe. God and history shall recall your judgment. If you do not bow by free will, then you must bow by force. What happened then? Italy was in Ethiopia. Stop Britain in the back and sided with Germany. Germany was coming up through the Straits of Gibraltar with the army to take away the British possession in Africa, North Africa, which was Egypt, Sudan, those places. Thank you.
Thank you. dissoudre ce groupe ou les reprendre en main de la plus ferme des manières.
Je peux transformer n'importe quel garçon violent en être docile et civilisé. J'ai ma méthode.
Thank you. Experienced that much of the world, I've not travelled that much, and it's probably because of that I feel content here. I'm happy here. I don't think I'd like to leave, I'd like to travel, but I do see, just because of the people I know, the people, you know, my friendship group, my family, I do think there's future here.
Thank you.